On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Happy November. Wow, and it's election day. Well, this is, whenever you're listening to this, it might have already happened. And congratulations, President Clinton. Yeah, I'm calling it early. And I mean really early. So, whatever. You know, let's just get this over with. Trump is a joke. And you know what I decided? Okay, this is what I've decided. And I'm probably going to talk about it with Ron because it's just too good not to. Come on, really. All right, say like the worst happens and Trump wins. Let's just say that. I mean, it's not going to, but let's just pretend. We're going to play make pretend. Okay, Donald Trump, President Trump. Ugh. Can't stand the sound of it even. It's like a joke. But anyway, say he wins. Okay, the first catastrophe that befalls the United States of America, I am going to confront these Trump voters and say, you did this. I don't even blame Donald Trump. He didn't do this. You did this. You put him there. And then I'm going to punch him in the nose, okay? And I've never hit anybody. So I have years and years, decades of it building up. And if he wins and something goes wrong, you Trump supporters are the ones that are going to pay because you voted him in there. And I don't think I'm alone, man. There's almost like a tiny little bit of me that hopes that happens because you need to be put in your place. Maybe not by somebody my size and my height and my weight because that's not going to do a lot. But you know what? There's other people out there that probably feel the same way. So, anyway, that being said, it's never going to happen, so I can just relax. I did get asked a question, a couple of political questions by my friend Peter, and he had some good ones. We have some discussions every now and then, and he's not a Trump supporter, so I can speak to him coherently and whatnot. He was wondering that if Hillary doesn't win, again, we're just, you know, playing it out here. It's not real. He said, would she run again in 4 years? And I'm thinking, the answer is no. Okay, we can just forget that right now because if she doesn't get in, it's because she is so hated by whoever for whatever reasons. I'm sure they have their reasons. Then it's stupid to do it because it'd be the same thing all over again. And therefore, if Trump would also go for 4 more years, probably. And so it wouldn't make any sense. Maybe a third party really needs to come up now. It's getting that time because the GOP is crumbling because of this nonsense. The other thing he asked me was about one of the questions on the ballot. That's right. We have 4 questions on the ballot here in the state of Massachusetts. And this was something I hadn't thought of. So thank you, Peter, for bringing it up. Now, the question regards the legalization of marijuana. If they do make it legal for recreational purposes, then that means people will just be able to smoke it. Maybe not when they're driving. So let's just take that off the table. It's not that they're smoking and driving. Let's just say they're smoking at home behind closed doors like they're doing now, although now it's fine. But however, what about drug testing? Okay. If you're going to work and they want to screen you, they're screening you now for a legal drug. And by the way, THC does stay in your system a lot longer than alcohol. Alcohol is water soluble and you're good to go in 24 hours. But THC stays in the fatty tissues of the human body. So you're going days, weeks maybe, okay, with it in you from just one hit, one joint, whatever. But it's legal now. So how is that going to translate over to these drug tests? And how is it translating over now with opiates? Some people are legally prescribed opiates. So I'm curious on some of these factors. I've never been drug tested at a job, so I don't know exactly how that would work. I'd pass. But again, what does that mean? So great questions. I'm probably going to bring this up with Ron. So I'm just sort of talking at you now, wasting about 4 minutes on that. So moving right along out of that realm. Okay, so the other night I saw a band at a club, and I guess people are doing that. I don't do it that often. I mean, I guess I'm doing it now because I'm invited out to do it, but it's not on my list of things to do. I would never do it alone. I don't know. I haven't done it well, but now I went to see a band called The Joshua Tree, and apparently they are a U2 tribute band, and I did look them up, and they've been around, almost a decade. Or maybe a decade now, I don't know. But a long, long time. I saw a video from 2009, I think. Or maybe even older, 2007, actually. Yeah, 2007. So they've been around at least 9 years. And, you know, they were fine. They were good. The guy does not look like Bono. I've seen some tribute bands online where the guy's dressed like Bono, and he sounds like him, and he looks like him, and all that stuff. So this guy just didn't go that route. He sounds like him, I guess. But he doesn't look like anything like him, and that's okay. But it seemed like Peter and I sort of thought he kind of phoned it in a little bit, like he'd been doing it so much. He's sort of going through the motions. They're going through the motions. They're still good, but they're not like knock your socks off great. But it's a small venue, so I mean, what could he really do? It looks like he's been playing that place. They play that place quite regularly in Quincy. But he's like every now and then he'd say to the audience, "You guys are awesome." And it just sounds like such a cliche, such a character. "Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thanks for coming out." You know, whatever. It's just not even like in an excited tone. He just spoke the words, like reading from a cue card even in his brain. I don't know. Nothing against him. Seems like a nice guy. Bass player was kind of cute. I don't know. They're fine. I didn't know a lot of words to these songs because I'm not like diehard U2 person. But I think they're fun. They're good. They're good. U2's good. Joshua Tree is good. Everything's fine. It's fine. But back to the night out at this club, which when you walk in, okay, they give you a wristband. You pay your money. You go in. There weren't that many people there yet. There was a lot, but it got, as the night went on, it got more and more. However, when you walk in, first I smelled bleach. That's all I could smell. They're trying to cover something up. You know, if someone was killed or what's going on. I'm just kidding. But I said to the bouncer guy, too, I said, "It smells like a swimming pool in here." And he laughed. So, but that's what chlorine smells like. You know, I don't know if he understood. But, okay, so then work your way around the room and then find a place next to the wall. So you can put your drink on this little shelf. They ended up banging my arm on at one point when I was dancing like a doofus. And I did dance. I danced in place. I thought I did okay. I don't need to be up in the front. And this one girl jumped on stage. And I don't know if they know her, but she started like, he put the microphone to let her sing a little bit. "It's a Beautiful Day." I think it was that song. That was another song too. But I'm like, wow, I just think that was lame. I did not get that part at all. I don't understand it. Is she like one of these groupies that's going to sleep with the band later? She looked a little suspicious. I mean, I hate to be judgy, but she's got a drink in her hand and she's like acting weird and drunk and stuff. And I don't get that. I mean, have a little self-respect, girlfriend. You know, be a lady. What are you doing? None of my business. I probably won't go back. But, and another reason is because I'm standing next to the wall, as I started to say, and I'm smelling mildew. Now, anybody that knows me knows my nose is, I can smell things at 20 paces. Maybe, you know, I don't even know how many yards. I can really smell things. Can't get away with it. My nose should work for NASA or whatever nose science project there is. Anyway, so I just smell mildew, mildew, mildew. So then I'm thinking, aha, that's probably what that bleach is for. There's probably some problem with mold and mildew, and they're trying to eradicate it with this bleach smell, bleach products. I don't know. Anyway, at one point near the end of the night, this guy right in front of me, I mean, listen, also let me just say this, okay, a couple of other things. I want to say like 20% of the people there were actually paying attention to the band, and I may be being generous. Everyone's there to talk and socialize and be loud and watch the sports on the television, which were dumb because I've never even heard of these football teams. I don't know what was happening. It looked like the future. I don't know, the Hunger Games or something. I don't even know what was on television. It was ridiculous that it was even on and giant TVs to take away from the band. So, you know what? Maybe that's why the band did phone it in, because they don't have the audience's full attention. They had mine. They had Peter's. But a lot of people were just there for a night out. And it was so stupid. Because if you go to Guns N' Roses like I did at Gillette Stadium, everyone is focused up, okay? There's no conversations, and if there were, I'd be turning around chastising someone for doing it. No. At these big venues, people are paying attention. They paid big money. They want to see their favorite band. It's a big event. At these little rinky-dink clubs, apparently, no one cares. Very few people care. I won't say no one, but it was so few people that really got into it. There was a white man dancing a white man dance, which was pretty funny. I didn't want to videotape him because, you know, then the guy would have felt even more self-conscious. But I sort of mocked him a little to Peter and we chuckled because it was so cliche. Typical white man dance to you, too. So even worse. White man band, white man dance. I mean, no. Also, when I went into the ladies' room there was this funny chick. And she said, she made a comment. And I said, I'm going to podcast that. She probably didn't know what I meant, or she's drunk, probably, who knows. She said, you know, I meet the nicest people in ladies' rooms. If the whole world could be like everyone I meet in a ladies' room, what a great world it would be. I thought that was kind of funny. Anyway, yeah, I guess. And I started to think, why are women so nice in the restroom to each other? It's like a phony niceness, too. It isn't even real. Maybe it's like because it's a bathroom and you're already at a disadvantage because you're usually when you go to the bathroom, you're in your own house, in your own bathroom. There's not strangers right outside the door or in the room or whatever. So you're already, you know, insecure. And so you're nice. You're acting nicer than you normally do. Okay, that's what I'm going to attribute that to. That's the ladies in bathrooms act this nice way. I don't know if men do it because I'm not in there. But I have a feeling that they don't. I have a feeling it's like men just whatever. They go in, do their business, and they leave like the hobos that they are. So today, my voice is, I don't know if it's still, you can still hear how it's a little bit hoarse. But last night I could barely speak. Because you have to raise your voice so loud to speak to someone in these situations. That's another reason I don't like it. And I don't want to go anymore probably because I couldn't talk. And then I had to wear earplugs and I didn't get them in time and I was going deaf, it felt like, and ringing in my ears. And wow, it's probably not for me. I do love music though, so it's a bit of a dilemma. How do you hear music then, unless you go to these clubs? I don't know, but I was one of the older people there. It's for young people that are out trying to hook up, and I'm observing that as well. And I don't know, it's just not really my bag. I mean, if that's how you meet someone, then I'm just never going to meet anybody because that's not where I'm going to meet someone ever. But my mom made a funny comment and she made a rhyme without even knowing it. I told her I was going to be using earplugs. And she said, yes, save your ears for future years. And I said, Mom, listen to you. I need to Facebook that. That's funny. And she laughed and laughed. Because she's like that. She's 84. That's how old ladies, they laugh at little things like that. But I also laughed, so I guess I'm an old lady too. Okay. All right then. How about some car clips? You know, I talk to myself when I'm in the car. And sometimes I even turn on this recorder to see if it's something interesting. It can be. So judge for yourself with the following car clips. Okay, back in the car. Okay, so there's panhandlers working near Westgate Mall again. There's two of them, tag team. And I mean, I look at these guys, and I'm telling you, man, they look able-bodied. You know, you stand there, you better be missing a limb or something, okay? You're walking, you're working. End of story. Oh, okay. All right, listen. Just over at Dunkin' Donuts. They have a fabulous menu there. I had not noticed before, so I think it's new. Let's just say it's new. And it's virtual. It's floating. I mean, it's, you know, it changes. It's like a television. I don't know. It's not used to be like, you know, letters you'd put up there or whatever. Now it moves. And so if you don't pay attention, it's going to change on you, but then it'll come back. And there's like three of them. They have so many choices at Dunkin' Donuts. Couldn't believe it. Anyway, so as I am leaving, there's this really cool chick. I saw her in there. Matter of fact, she got some hash browns, so I got some hash browns too. I hadn't even thought about that because I really needed them. And I was just going to get coffee. So as I leave, she said something to me, and I said, yeah, I'm not even up this early. And I said, I got to go work at the election. She goes, oh, good. Don't tell me you're voting for Trump. I said, yeah, right. Okay, yeah, I want to watch the world burn. And she started laughing. So I thought that was just great. And I said to her, this will make a good podcast. And why do I have such a weird voice? I don't know. But you got it. I'm driving. And boy, did I take a wrong turn. I should have gone left at Albuquerque or whatever they say. Oh, it's green again. See, this is a school day, folks. And I was in front of a school and everyone stopped. And I'm already a little bit late. And boy, am I animated in the morning. I should do these podcasts bright and early, huh? And not late at night when I want to go to sleep. Let's just do them in the morning. I mean, I would like to. That's a good goal, is to do these in the morning. You don't know what goes behind these scenes of these podcasts. It's a lot of work, man, a lot of work. I'm not just talking at you. There's uploading and converting and downloading and emailing and posting. It's a bit of a chore, but if you're getting something from it, great. If you're not, then I'm just going to stop because I'm not doing this for me. Or am I? I don't know. That's a great question. But I do talk to myself a lot, so we might as well just do this now on for everyone to listen to. Okay, that's the plan. All right, this is the end of this segment. There will be more, I promise. Okay, so that was me in the car talking about stuff. Oh, also on that trip, I forgot. I didn't want to put the clip in because it's not really... It didn't come out that good of me just talking to myself, which sometimes it doesn't. So let me just say here now, I went into an Office Max type store. Could be Office Max, could be Staples. I'm going to be ambiguous about that, only because the girl working there had these long fingernails. And I don't know how you work with these long fingernails, these daggers. I couldn't do it. I don't want to do it. And I'm always a little amused when I see these women who think it looks so great when they have these crazy long fingernails. And she was trying to tap on the register. And the biggest problem was that I paid in cash. Unfortunately, I did not charge it or use a debit card. And I needed change. And she had to try to figure out how to open a roll of pennies in those plastic things now. Oh, you know, it's working against you, honey. Just keep the change, I suppose. But I had to use my patience. I had to dig deep there, not say anything. I just, I don't know. I think I might have chuckled. I can't really keep it all in when it's obviously so crazy what's happening here. Anyway, so I also started thinking that, if I were to teach a course, I think I'm smart enough to teach a course in college, like a regular course, but not something like English Lit or math or science or any of the regular ones. I don't want to do that. That's a lot of training. What they should have, and I'm going to trademark this maybe, is something called interesting knowledge. Okay? That's where you learn about something that's just a fact, a fun fact maybe, but we can delve into it a little. And we just have a bunch every class and you learn. You learn life experience that way, not just science and math and things you might never really use. Like, what are drones? I mean, that's just a dumb example, but I mean, like anything we could talk about. Because some people, you notice they know a lot about few subjects, or some people know a little about a lot. What is it? A lot about a little, or a little about a lot? My dad knows a lot about a lot, so he's like a rare person. And some people know a little about a little. And that's kind of ignorant. But some people like have a lot of knowledge about one subject. Or some people have a little bit of knowledge about a ton of subjects. And that's like where I fall into. Languages, things like that. Fun facts, trivia. I might do good on Jeopardy. So maybe there should be like a class. And I'm going to call it interesting knowledge. And I would like, then I don't need a master's degree to teach it. Or I could just get a master's degree in something stupid like art. I don't know. I haven't thought this through. It just came to me today, and I thought I would relay that to you. Okay, so I watched a movie. I tend to do that a lot. I watch movies, sometimes more than other times. I guess you go through phases. Anywho, watched a movie called Imperium with Daniel Radcliffe and Toni Collette. You know, Daniel Radcliffe, I've seen two of his movies now in a week. And in this movie, Imperium, he reminds me a lot of Justin Timberlake. Okay, so there I've said it. They need to play brothers in a movie. Daniel Radcliffe does an impeccable American accent. I didn't really hear his British accent come through at all. It's a movie about white supremacy and how he's an FBI agent, has to infiltrate. I like undercover stuff like that, although it makes me very nervous to watch. It's very stressful. I remember seeing a movie, I think it was a miniseries or a TV movie, I think a TV movie maybe, back in the 70s. I forgot to look it up. I could have looked it up before I even started talking, but I didn't do that. So from the best of my recollection, it was about infiltrating the same thing, a white supremacist, and it was a Jewish reporter that was doing it. And they mentioned Minashevitz, the wine or something. Anyway, I'm very sketchy on it. It's a good-looking Jewish guy that played the lead. And anyway, I don't remember it, but I should have looked it up. You can look it up. Maybe I'll look it up later. Maybe I won't. So, Imperium. Yeah, white supremacy. What's scary watching movies like this is that you know people like this are around. And not so much in the North, but definitely, for sure, 100% in the South. That's why the Confederate flag is, there's so much controversy. These white supremacists proudly wave this flag in their rallies, in their marches. That's a fact. You can look that up. There's pictures. So to stand behind the Confederate flag, I'm not going to go over this because I think I've been over this before, how it's just a completely racist flag. It doesn't represent America at all. It represents slavery in a bad time in America. It's still proudly waved in the South and in movies like this. So you kind of get it. But that is sad that there are people believing in this and trying to separate people, separatists, and they'd like to do harm to other people. And they're raising their children to believe the same thing. So I keep hoping these generations are going to die out and people are going to, you know, embrace togetherness and all that peace, love, and understanding. And there's just these people that really dig their heels in. And I like to call it the backwards South. And don't get me going on a tangent here, but yeah, so that's all I'll say about that. It was a stressful, interesting movie. I think it should have got a higher rating. It should have gotten a higher rating on IMDb than it did. The other movie that I watched with Daniel Radcliffe was called Swiss Army Man. And I really wanted to see that because of Paul Dano, not Daniel Radcliffe. Anything Paul Dano does, it's usually a quirky, weird movie. And I like that. I like Paul Dano and I like his roles and he's just very interesting to watch. The first time I remember ever seeing him was in There Will Be Blood with Daniel Day-Lewis, who won the Oscar. And, you know, if you drink my milkshake, I drink your milkshake. And he beat him with the bowling pin. I feel like giving you a spoiler, but my goodness, it's been around for a long time, like 9 years now. Go watch it, maybe 10 years. Anywho, let me get back to, speaking of violence and separatists, there was a Trump rally. When aren't there Trump rallies? But at this one, an actual Republican was tackled because he just had an anti-Trump sign. And you can't, you know, why would you go to a Trump rally unless you have some sort of a death wish? and spout anything against him. But this guy is a Republican and just wanted to do it. And man, they said they really pummeled him and were beating him up and he almost couldn't breathe. But that's the atmosphere. It's like a KKK thing. It really is. You know, F-U-C, KKK. F-U, KKK. There was a sign in the movie that was kind of funny with the Daniel Radcliffe, how he had to, which, you know, they left something hanging. I don't remember when he was in the rally and Daniel Radcliffe shouted at one of his black friends, called him the N-word, and then he just sort of looked puzzled. Like, he didn't know he was undercover, but they never, like, followed up on that. He didn't say, hey, buddy, you know, this, I had to do this. You just sort of, you know, maybe that's why I didn't get the good rating, because there were some loose ends that weren't really, you know, and a couple of the Aryan brothers just went away, and you don't know what happened to there, and I don't know. I still think it's probably worth watching, but it is a stressful movie, and it's a stressful time. I mean, this election today, it's enough already. And you know when it's over, there's still going to be questions of both candidates' problems. I think Donald Trump, like Ron said, he'll start his own TV channel, network, whatever, because I guess Melania's already starting some kind of something, fashion website thing. I don't know. But, you know, everyone's trying to jump on the bandwagon of making money and getting well known right now. If you don't, it's now or never for some of these people because, you know, people's memory is very short. Usually they'll just fade away into oblivion. So you better get on it now. If you've got a lawsuit or if you've got anything going on, like we don't really hear about Bill Cosby lawsuits anymore because that's like from last year. Or very early on this year. So, this thing has to happen now. If you want to do something, you better just strike while your iron is hot. All right, so I think we've covered as much as we're going to cover today. And we will do this all again next week with presidential talk, I guess. You know, we'll do one more week of that. Ron and I will cover it. But, you know, let's talk here, too. See what Tori thinks about everything. Because Tori is quite opinionated, quite obviously. And that's what makes this interesting, I guess. So until next time, Merca. Peace. He smiles, oh yes. Beautiful girl, love the dress. Where she is.